In this bulletin, the Prime Minister says intervention in the case of a Tamil asylum seeker family would be an invitation to people smugglers. Students in Hong Kong skip class to protest against a now shelved extradition bill. And Ash Barty sets her sights on retaining the US Open doubles crown. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the government won't be intervening to allow a Tamil asylum seeker family to stay in Australia. The couple and their two Australian-born children were relocated to Christmas Island over the weekend after a court injunction was granted to temporarily halt the deportation of the youngest child. Successive legal appeals for the parents and the eldest child have failed. Mr. Morrison says intervening in the case would encourage more people to come by boat.
When there are increasing push factors coming out of Sri Lanka, the worst possible thing you could do was to send a decision, send a message which said, you know what, if you come illegally to Australia and the courts say you don't have a claim and the government say you don't have a claim, then the government just might make an exception because there's been a public reaction.
But Greens leader Richard Di Natale has urged Scott Morrison to reconsider his decision.
And instead of recognising that they have a duty of care to these people, they send them to an offshore jail in Christmas Island. This is brutal, it's humane, it lacks any skerrick of compassion. And if Scott Morrison was half the Prime Minister that he promised the country he would be, he would show a bit of decency and ensure that Minister Dutton intervenes in this case.
The father of Eurydice Dixon says he welcomes the life sentence handed to the man who raped and murdered his daughter in a Melbourne park last year. James Todd has been sentenced to life in prison with a minimum non-parole period of 35 years. Jeremy Dixon says the sentence gives him closure, but he would also like to extend his sympathy to the family of James Todd.
What I'd wish for James Todd, and what I believe Eurydice would wish, is that he gets better and realises what he's done. I extend my sympathy, my sincere sympathy for those who love him. It's a terrible tragedy all round. Eurydice herself should be remembered as her friends will remember her for her wit and her courage and for her kindness, not for her death.
Students in Hong Kong have skipped class on the first day of term to protest against the government's now shelved extradition bill. The school boycott followed another weekend of violence in the city. Airport operations were disrupted and police resorted to using batons and pepper spray to subdue protesters at a subway train station. In Cantonese, the students urge protesters to continue their fight for democracy in the territory. In tennis, Ashley Barty has set her sights on retaining the US Open doubles crown after crashing out of the singles with a fourth-round shocker at Flushing Meadows. Barty says she doesn't want to dwell on her 6-2, 6-4 loss to Kyung Wong, but instead focus on the positives. She says she'll now focus on doubles with Victoria Azarenka after claiming the title last year with Coco Vandeweghe.
Just because we've had, you know, a tough hour and a half on the court, it doesn't reflect on the year that I've had or the couple of weeks that I've had here in New York. So it's still going. We've still got an opportunity to try and do well with Fika tomorrow.
Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, showers increasing in 20. Adelaide, a shower or two, 20 degrees. Melbourne, a shower or two, 19. Hobart, mostly sunny, 17. Canberra, sunny and 19. Wollongong, much the same, 19 degrees. Sunny in Sydney, 21. Newcastle, early fog, then sunny, 22. Brisbane, much the same, 29. Cairns, mostly sunny, 28. And Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.